that time again, the crossover hour here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti here, and joined now by Dee Lynam. Dee, how you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Good. Yeah, we're 24 hours away. This time tomorrow, we'll be in the thick of the draft coverage here at 97.5 The Fanatic. You excited? You nervous? What are the thoughts going into this thing?
I'm definitely not nervous.
I'm turned into a basket case, D. Like I don't know why I'm nervous. It's that the more that things keep shifting and changing and everything like that in the NBA, I'm thinking, is there like a huge Sixers move like right around the corner that we need to be aware of?
No, I think this is going to be the year of predictability for them.
You think so?
I really do. I always go back to the year going into the 01 run. Everybody was so mad that Billy King didn't pull off anything.
Right.
And he ran it back at that time. So that was when Matt Geiger turned down a deal to go to Detroit. And so that basically kept everything intact. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So there we go. We're looking at run it back again. We were talking about how even if run it back didn't look as appealing, say, you know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, now that things are kind of shaking up a lot more in the NBA, run it back could be an even better plan than it initially seemed, because stability, it seems, is going to be at a premium in this offseason with everybody shaking things up.
Yeah, and I think you can see who's in rebuild mode and who's going to try to make a run at what is an unpredictable, given the at West, given Golden State situation, and in the East, not knowing if Kawhi is coming back. And if, even if he does, it was a remarkable run for them to win the championship. And so I think in both conferences, you see the people who are betting on being able to be that Toronto team next year because they think they're close enough, like Utah making the deal for Conley. And obviously, with a deal like that, they're putting all their chips in. They were a 50-win team. Now they have, you know, a high-level point guard. And, you know, if you look, he would be their Kyle Lowry for sure.
Right. Now, I guess the question, D, that I've had is, when you look at the Sixers' off-season plan, obviously everything has to work together. But is there anything that we're looking for tomorrow that kind of provide clues to their approach in free agency, right? Like, if they draft a shooter, does that mean they're not looking for any more shooters? I would doubt that. Like, big men, that sort of thing.
Right, and I would say this. Even if they draft a big man, I'm going to tell you, that's for the future. But I think they still go out in free agency and try to get a backup center for Joel Embiid for this year.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, What did you think? I don't know if you heard or saw on the way in the Shams thing talking about Al Horford and the Sixers potentially being in play there. Do you think there's any smoke to that fire? And would you be excited if that were the case?
Well, first of all, I consider Al Horford a center.
Right.
And obviously he gives trouble to Joel Embiid guarding him like that. So I'm not playing two centers. If you think you can make him a four, you know, like have a Tim Duncan, David Robinson situation. But if you do that, first of all, you're now taking Tobias off the table.
Or Jimmy. It's one of the two, right?
No, it's definitely Tobias.
Uh-huh.
And my thing would be, I wouldn't give up the years to play a guy, to give him a max contract. I love Al Horford.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the right move for the Sixers, I don't think.
610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard. We'll get the mock draft in just a matter of moments. But first, let's go to Chris in Williamstown next on 97.5. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Joe? What's up, Dee? How you doing?
Good evening.
Hey, Joe, good show. Dee, hope your show goes well. I absolutely kind of was just thinking this 2 seconds ago about Al Horford, you know, like not even so much from a standpoint of Duncan and Robinson, Joe, but more like Shaq and Lamar Odom. Like that's what you can have. Like I don't think Al Horford is, you know, like he gives Embiid trouble, but he's not that big of a center. I mean, he's like under 7 foot, right?
Yeah, he's definitely under 7 foot. I think that he's like 6'10" listed.
So I think it would absolutely be a perfect match, but you know, we go back to how many guys did they go through, whether it was Nerlens Noel, Dario Saric, Rashawn Holmes, Jahlil Okafor. Like, it's for some reason, Joe just can't play well with others. He has to be that dominant guy under the rim, and that's just his role. Like, I mean, and I understand it because that's just, you know, he got into the NBA 3 years after playing ball, like, and he's just nose down and done when he's wanted. So, you know, it's going to be, I think it's always going to be hard to try to pair somebody with Joel Embiid.
I disagree, but that's okay. I think you can stretch four would be ideal, and having a point guard that could shoot would certainly help a little bit more so that you aren't dealing with a clogged lane all the time. And in terms of Al Horford, you are going down in numbers. Now, if you're doing it because you think he is better defensively than Tobias, but it's hands down, it is a older guy, 13.5 points, 6.5 boards this year. He shot 36 from three. Tobias is a much higher scorer, 20-plus, a solid rebounder, that we know. And he shot the three ball almost at 40%. So, and at 26 years old, I prefer to put my money there.
Well, see, there's real quickly, there's two guys that I want the Sixers to try to focus on this all season. Elton Brand, these guys could make, you know, help you next year. One guy's probably on his way out from L.A., and that's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And the other guy, we've heard the name mentioned as possible trade for, and that's Malcolm Brogdon. I think you add those two players to this team, and that could actually help you more going into next year than trying to figure out Al Horford underneath the net.
Chris, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Now, people have been calling for KCP for a long time. Like, last offseason, people were like, hey, the Sixers should be looking at this guy. I don't know if there's going to be any interest, and obviously there's a lot of other stuff that comes with Caldwell-Pope as well. But for Brogdon, I mean, he's a restricted free agent, but all it costs is money. So I don't know if the Bucks are going to be able to pay him and Chris Middleton and keep the band together.
That, I mean, obviously that's what people are betting on. I think they keep both of those guys, and Lopez is the odd man out.
Okay, that makes sense.
That would be, in my opinion, what happens there. I think Malcolm Brogdon, you're not letting him walk, that's for sure.
For zero, yeah.
Right, you know, so you keep him, absolutely. And in terms of Caldwell Pope, who made $12 million last year, with all of these teams needing and wanting, and at his age, I don't see him taking a pay cut.
Right, and just that, to come here.
And that number is too high because somebody's going to pay him what he's already making.
610-632-0975. All right, let's take a breather from the calls really quickly, and we'll get the top five of the draft. So the way that it'll work is we'll just kind of alternate. D, would you like to go first or second as we begin this mock draft exercise?
You're in the driver's seat. I'll let you have Zion.
Oh man, oh what a shame. Okay, so there we go. For number one overall, I think it's pretty obvious. Zion Williamson, really impactful freshman for Duke. I haven't seen anything like him for quite some time. The only question for Williamson is, like, who's he going to be at the next level? Like, I always thought that his build is kind of weird.
Yeah,
6'7", 285.
How about be himself?
Yeah, if he's the first Zion Williamson that works out and is a big-time player, I think that'll work out just fine for New Orleans. So he's going to be the number one guy.
And I think John Morant, we all agree, is going to go to Memphis. And that becomes now an interesting place to be because they have Jackson from last year.
Yep.
They have Morant this year, we assume. They made the deal to get the 23rd pick from Utah this year. They will have a protected first-round pick again next year. And then, you know, you have Grayson Allen, Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver in that deal. But I think you see a youth movement there and that they're betting on those two lottery guys to be their future.
Speaking of lottery guys, of course, the New York Knicks were expecting and hoping and praying to get one of those top two picks, but they do end up with a guy that a lot of people projected to be the number one pick anyway before the college basketball season started in R.J. Barrett, who, not Zion Williamson, was the number one rated guy coming into last year in terms of college as well. But the question about him is, what is his outside shooting going to be like, right? Like, he put up really good numbers at Duke. So do a lot of people in terms of shooting the three ball. So it depends on what he's going to be able to do there. But you look at his potential and the fact that he's a lefty, I think that that helps. And he's got all of that experience with the Canadian national teams and everything else. RJ Barrett's a pretty good consolation prize. If you have to fall out of the top two, you end up with a guy who had a lot of hype coming in.
All right, so now I get to the part of the draft that, you know, can go a lot of different ways,
yes.
I think, is the way people will look at it. So the two names I see most kind of interchangeable at number four for the Pelicans is Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech or Darius Garland. So because I don't see a ton of college basketball, I'm going to do like a little bit. Just in Zaire Smith's, because of him, yeah. I'm going to go Texas Tech.
Okay, in the spirit of Texas Tech.
In the spirit of Texas Tech.
Okay, and then we'll round things out at number five. A little bit off the beaten path, where Darius Garland's probably one of the best players that's left right there. DeAndre Hunter is there too, the Virginia forward, and he's somebody that I think is going to be interesting to a Cavs team that is... Like, they need to find a way to defend. They've got some guys who can score.
And keep in mind, you have a college coach who's making his first pick in Beeland. I think you're on to something.
So there we go. There's our top five. So we've got the top five. We'll make our way all the way down to 24 over the course of the night. But we'll go back to the phones now with Will in Brookhaven next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Will?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, Dave. It's Will from Brookhaven.
Yeah, I know. I have to tell Joe, Will, that I went to kindergarten in Brookhaven.
Oh, okay. There you go.
This has come up a couple times with me and Will.
Got it.
Toby Farms, yeah.
Yep.
I want to ask a couple questions. One, as far as us having J.J. Redick and the Lakers trying to clear cap space, are we able to sign and trade him to L.A. and possibly get something for him?
J.J. Redick?
Yeah.
To the Lakers?
Right. Yeah.
What would you get for them? They have nothing other than Anthony Davis.
What about Kyle Kuzma?
They wouldn't get. They're not giving up those three. The three of them are.
They didn't want to give up Kuzma for Davis.
Yeah. So the way just to help you out here a little, Will, what's happening with LA right now? They're trying to unload their other three guys that are on the roster, and then buy second round picks to fill out their cap space. In addition, they're trying to kind of change their original deal with the Pelicans so that they will have a max slot at 30 point something million. I think it's 30.2. And let me tell you this, if they try to do this and it doesn't get done, the original deal can't pass.
Won't work.
Correct.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I don't think they need to clear up for another max spot for when it just, you know, put players around Anthony Davis and LeBron.
Because if they could have a third, like, you know, Golden State does, like LeBron had back in the day with Miami, that would be ideal. But I hear you. It's not a necessity.
Right. Or what about sweeten the deal? Put, you know, give them our 41st and 54th pick and J.J. with Kuzma. I guess they wouldn't do it.
No, they wouldn't do it. No way. I don't think. I think they have...
Thanks, Will.
I think they think quite highly of Kuzma.
Yeah, well, if they didn't, that was like a non-starter. And the Anthony Davis deal was like, that's not a guy that we're going to give up. If they're looking to fire sale, I'll tell you the truth. Like, I'm not out on Mo Wagner. I think Mo Wagner could be an interesting bench piece for you.
He's the best one of all of those.
Yeah.
Now, what would they take back for that? I mean, maybe you could, you know what you could do? You could give them your two second round picks. Now, they might tell you they want one of the 30s. If you like Wagner better than what you see there,
right,
then I would do it. And that way they would still have, they being the Lakers, would still have the money to continue to buy, because you're only allowed to spend $5.7 million on second round picks in one calendar year. And they already spent, they're at $3.7 now because they spent last July. But if they wait long enough to sign the guy, the new cap would go in, so it goes back up to 5.7 left for them. But they would also have two picks from the Sixers.
Well, and they're trying to play this game with the timing on the trade being executed. Like, every little, like, CBA rule.
I got news for you. Palenka's earning his money right now.
Working overtime.
And I'm guarantee you that he has people in his ear trying to tell him how he can finagle properly to be able to maximize maximize everything to the best of his ability.
Yeah, it's he's got a lot of hoops to jump through. That's for sure. Like, people were celebrating in L.A. that the Anthony Davis trade happened, and for good reason. I mean, you're getting a really good player. There's a lot of things that need to happen between now and tip off.
Let me tell you, if somehow that does not go through, that will be the biggest blow up trade that didn't happen, I think, that I've ever heard of.
That has to usurp the Chris Paul one. Like, yep. That has to beat it.
Yeah.
100%.
It's Anthony Davis and it's the Lakers.
Exactly. Oh, man. Josh in Lower Marion's next on The Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going great, thanks.
Let me take you off speakerphone real quick.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. One of the things I was just trying to question, when we traded for Jimmy Butler, just off the top of my head, and Tobias, did you think that was enough for us to legitimately contend for the championship?
Did you, when you, no, I thought it was enough for you to get out of the East.
I just wonder, like, if you make a move like that, you know, unlike Toronto's move, which clearly got them a championship, and then you fall short, and all the things that you gave up to get those players are now gone, and you find yourself in a situation where neither of them could re-sign. I mean, doesn't that have to be looked at as just a bad decision at the time? I mean, if you're going to walk away from this with nothing, no Dario, none of the assets you traded away, and not re-sign either player. I mean, didn't you dig yourself into a pretty deep hole here if you're the GM of this team?
Josh, I strongly believe that they're going to sign at least one of these guys. That's just me.
I hope so.
Yeah,
a lot
of thought went into this, and I'll just try to tell you the best I can. Last summer, they had all kinds of cap space and two really cool players, they think, you know, that are now both all-stars, and they couldn't get a sniff of people. So they put their heads together. They looked at a board. They had 10 guys that, you know, their top 10, and they were able to target two of them and make trades for them, which then they believe put them in a driver's seat to be able to retain their services this summer because they can pay them more than anybody else. And so but these were two guys that were on their top 10, whether it be a free agent or a guy you would trade for.
But have you heard anything that, like, would actually make you think Jimmy Butler wants to come here? And if you're Jimmy Butler, you know, you're hearing nothing in the city at all that leads you to believe that he could come back here. But if he was coming here, wouldn't this be the time that he would be trying to recruit other players, these big-name free agents, to come here and play with him and Simmons and Embiid? Because, you know, if you have that big three, now we become a really positive draw for other players around the league. But you're not hearing anything like that.
Because there's, no more.
There's no more room.
Why isn't Jimmy?
They
Josh,
can't
there's
add anybody.
No more money. They've made their decision on
Thanks,
who
man.
They want.
That's it. They declared it. Like, this is the team.
Yeah, this is what they're doing.
Now, I get Josh's point to a degree where when this was happening and the team was being put together, I have to admit that a calendar year ago, with all of these different options and all of these different draft picks, I expected, maybe hoped, that it would end up being a more exciting, more thrilling core than the group that they ended up with. But when you think about all of the things that they had to do in order to get here, and all of the players that said no along the way, like LeBron James and everybody else, like, you didn't do too badly considering what you could have done.
First of all, would you agree that Joel Embiid healthy, right? We're going to say healthy.
Right.
Will you put his name in the category of the Kawhi Leonards?
100%.
Game
changer. Yeah.
So you have that.
Yep.
Toronto has Kawhi.
Yes.
Okay. What is Toronto? Toronto has Kyle Lowry. Would you put a Ben Simmons? He does have flaws, but in a category of, you also have an all-star guard who's a lot younger.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're even 2-2 right now, right?
So far, yes.
Okay. So now, you have a Jimmy Butler. Who's your next guy? I know who it is. Pascal Siakam.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, and he came on this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think he's better than Jimmy Butler?
Next year, probably. Right? Like, you look at a player who's descending in Jimmy Butler, or on the tail end of his career, and a player that's on the ascent in Siakam. I mean, it's probably a wash, right?
Okay. I mean, Siakam one day is going to be an all-star?
He's on the track. Now, he could take a major step back. 100%. That's possible.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, how about we do this? Well, I think it's fair to put Siakam and Tobias, because
okay,
people before Tobias got here, he was considered shy of being an all-star.
Right. True.
And you know, average every bit of what Siakam's numbers were.
Right.
You know,
now
you might like
that.
So we have that. Jimmy's back on the table. So now you have Jimmy and JJ.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Danny Green.
Gasol. You're looking at Ibaka. Like the combination of it's a collection of those guys is
right.
Pretty much what it is.
But the point being that this, to say that you would hope that they would do better than a Tobias and a Jimmy Butler, like who do the others have that are so impressive in name-wise?
Well, I don't know.
I'm giving you the people who just won a championship, so it's fresh in the mind. But, I don't know what people expect.
At the time, I don't know that Toronto was the target, I guess. Like, we know that they are now because they just won the title. But, like, Golden State, like, you look at the collection.
But they've been to the championship five times in a row.
Of course.
Okay.
So that's what we were talking. Like, it's pie in the sky. But you're like, hey, if you were able to land LeBron James and you have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and then you're able to add one more that isn't even necessarily on the caliber of Jimmy Butler, then you get more excited.
Is keeping Middleton and Brogdon better than keeping Butler and Harris?
Better? Probably not. It's probably more important for the Sixers to keep those guys, right?
I'm just saying in terms of when he said that it needs to be a bigger splash. Look around the league.
Yeah.
What four is so much better than keeping these four? I just don't understand.
Well, we agree there, 100%. 610-632-0975, your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. You can also reach out on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's get a couple more picks in here while we've got another moment before we take the break.
Wait.
D, we're on your turn.
You took...
I took Hunter for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, you took DeAndre Hunter.
Yes.
So
our number six.
So I'll do now. That's the Phoenix Suns, right?
It is, yes.
Ooh, I'd put Darius Garland in the backcourt with Booker.
I sure would too.
Yeah,
I think that looks really good.
I'll do that one.
It's funny how that worked out. And then we go to the number seven in the Bulls. I don't even know if this is going to be their pick, which makes it so hard. Like I don't know if they're going to keep this or they're going to try to move on. I think what I would do for the...
Wait a minute. When you say move on, why? What would they trade it for?
Well, so supposedly they're trying to... Like I've heard that the Bulls are not interested in picking high. They're trying to
move
down. Yeah, exactly.
All
so
right. For tonight's purposes.
For tonight's purposes.
We'll keep it like this.
Kobe White from North Carolina, a guy that I think you look at the athleticism, transition, open court kind of guard... is becoming more and more in vogue with De'Aaron Fox emerging onto the scene and everything else. I think that's probably the way that they would go that way. But like I said, I don't even know if that's their pick. So there we go. 610-632-0975. More of the mock draft coming your way, plus more of your phone calls. Joe Torti, D-line them until 10 o'clock right here, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation's Summer Savings Event. Do you need new windows? Try buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy four, get four free. There is no limit. I know you like free, and how about 0-0-0? What does that mean? Yep, zero down payment, make zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Any style, vinyl, wood, and fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week to accommodate your busy schedule and provide you with exact pricing. Not an estimate, a price with a 30-day price protection guarantee. And all Window Nation windows come with a true lifetime warranty. Plus, with over 10,000 positive online reviews, you can't get more reliable than that. But you got to act fast. This amazing deal won't be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free, no limit, plus 0-0-0. Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Save thousands. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION for free windows. And tell them Jason sent you.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Thrill of the Grill is happening now at the Home Depot. Grab the perfect grill and accessories to kick off your backyard barbecue, like the Kingsford Lone Star Charcoal Grill, available for a new lower price of just $99, saving you $30. This grill has enough space to smoke and cook 24 hamburgers at once. That's plenty for you and the whole family. Your destination for the best grills at the best prices is the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Get ready for unlimited beer sampling at Summerfest Live on July 20th at Xfinity Live. Over 175 different craft beer samples, live music, and much more. Save $5 using code 975 at checkout.
Sports Talk for Sewell and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Crossover Show. D-Line, I'm Joe Torti here with you. Brian McLaughlin is producing. Brian, you're keeping track of the mock draft. Any updates or upsets, I should say, so far? Anything that didn't go the way that you thought it would yet? Or should we try harder?
DeAndre Hunter popping into the top five.
Okay.
I thought was interesting. All right. Like him. I just don't know if he's going to be in the top five, but okay. I like him a lot.
All right. There we go. So we're through seven selections now. So Atlanta is next. Speaking of teams that might not be making their picks, D, here's Atlanta. Yeah. We've been trying to trade up from 8 and 10.
Nobody seems to want to talk to them, though.
Yes,
in particular, the Knicks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's
what we're talking about.
That came out.
And I get it. You know, I remember I'd have to go back and look when the Sixers were in a similar predicament where they had picks right in that lottery, but they're down from, like, I think a lot of people think the top, well, we know the top two and three, actually, because RJ will go there. But, you know, after you get to this part of it, it starts to get a little more dicey, and, you know, you probably don't know if you want an 8 and a 10 because you're going to pay them, you know, pretty high money for things that you don't feel are locks.
That's exactly, I was going to say the exact same thing, D, was that you've got 8 and 10. That doesn't equal 5 to a lot of these people. That doesn't
exactly.
add up. So,
I mean, it is slotted, but that's not slotted that differently than in being in the top 10.
Exactly.
So, I mean, top 5. So obviously, we'll be on the lookout for them to see if they package something there. But I am going to go with Cam Reddish because I think it takes a little pressure off of him playing alongside a Trae Young.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so while it may be more, and look, we agree, we were dividing, like, you know, developing and teams rebuilding. This is clearly a rebuilding situation with the Hawks. I love Lloyd Pierce. I think he's an excellent coach. Trae Young came on. I mean, talk about like a guy whose trajectory for his rookie year was steady and up. And so that says to me that, and Lloyd spent all the time as an assistant here learning about what development is. So I think for Cam Reddish, that'd be perfect.
I feel bad making you pick twice for the Hawks. So do you want to take the Wizards and then I'll take the Hawks?
No, I'll take that. Okay. I like picking for Lloyd.
All right, just checking, making sure.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
I'll have to pick a different position, clearly. But
Now that you got the wing filled out there.
Yeah, right.
The Wizards are another team where it's like literally you could almost go anywhere and you couldn't miss just because the team's really turning into a mess and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Poor Scotty Brooks. I don't think he can make it through a year.
I don't think so. That contract hasn't even started yet.
I know, and that had to be the most painful coaching year of his career, I would bet.
I think for the Wizards, I'm going to take Jackson Hayes from Texas.
That's what I was going to take.
Sorry, took him. Obviously, 7'3" wingspan, like athlete, rim runner type guy. Like I said, the Wizards need help all over the place, so at least some excitement might be something that helps out with the fan base and also with the rebuild. Put D in scramble mode now. I feel bad.
I'm going to be able to say his first name, and I won't be able to say his last name, but I'll go with Sekou.
Domboya. Yes.
All right, so he's 6'9 guard. And let's see. I mean, to me, again, what are they saying? Not to mention that he, too, often relies on his body's skill set to compensate for poor fundamentals. But again, in a development situation like Atlanta, you can work with that.
Yes.
You can. All right, so you got Hayes, and I'll take Sequoia.
Okay, there we go. We got those two. So now we are we're through the Hawks pick at number 10. We're working our way down to 24. So I'll get one more in here too. The Timberwolves, I like this fit more than I like any fit outside of the top five. Brandon Clark is a guy who like won't just jaw drop you with athleticism.
Yeah.
When you're talking about some people out of Gonzaga, especially guys like Clark, the efficiency that their post players have is just nuts. Like you think about all of the polish that they come out with, interior defender plus, I would say, for Clark. For Minnesota, when you've got a guy in Karl Anthony Towns who is really talented and not necessarily sold out on the defensive end of the floor, having a guy like Clark helps out there a little bit. So I think that's where I'm going
to
go.
The guy that to me never panned out from Gonzaga, like you're saying, what you saw in college, Adam Morrison.
Yeah, and not a post player, but man, a lot of people were like, "Oh yeah, JJ Redick, forget it." Like, wait till you see this Adam Morrison guy come out.
Yeah,
never happened. Never happened.
Now he also, I think, dealt with some mentally with the issues of maybe it had to do with not living up to expectation, or maybe it had just to do with his DNA. I have no idea.
So I was thinking about that too. Whether, like, I think about like John Morant. I think he's capable of handling everything that's going to come his way. He's good enough. And Murray State's not small time basketball. Gonzaga isn't either now. But at the time that Adam Morrison was playing, Gonzaga wasn't on the national stage as often. So it makes me wonder if a guy who comes out of a smaller school like that is as prepared for the spotlight as somebody who plays for UCLA.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Back then.
At the time. Yeah, Gonzaga's a high major now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right, so I picked... Oh, no, didn't you just pick?
I picked Brandon Clark at number 11.
At 11. So now I have the Hornets. I'm assuming Kemba stays.
Okay.
Is that fair?
We'll operate under that rule, yes.
Because otherwise I have a guard that I love, but...
You don't want to shove Kemba out the
right,
door.
I don't want to shove Kemba, and I'm not going to make my high pick. They're also trying to go up further in the draft. But if I'm going to do that, then I think I'm going to invest elsewhere. So, I'll take another international guy. I'll take Goga Batadze.
Uh-huh. I'm a fan.
Some of them think he's the best center in the draft.
So to land that guy,
Fran Fraschilla on.
Yeah,
those? That's what we need for the international players.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Or Euro John.
Euro John, if you're out there, give us a call.
We need help.
John, I love him.
We need the scouting report on Goga.
Well, I know this. Goga, he won multiple MVPs and the EuroLeague's Rising Star Award. So I'll invest in that.
Yeah, absolutely. The EuroLeague, I'm always fascinated by that because you're talking about guys playing against men, like veteran men. So if you're performing in that league, you're going to perform.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. The one guy that, to me, came over here and was instantly ready to play was Dario.
Mm-hmm.
At a young, not that young, but he had been playing over there so young. And when he came, he was NBA ready. And he had these kind of awards.
Yeah.
So now, different position.
Sure.
But I'll still go with him.
That brings us to the Heat at number 13. A player that I don't really love. Like, there are two players that are going to get drafted highly that I don't love. One of them is Cam Reddish, and one of them is Nasir Little. Nasir Little from North Carolina is a guy who came into UNC with all of the hype and flashed, but never turned into that mega consistent, this guy's a stone cold, rock solid, foundational piece. And I think that, like, if you're talking about drafting a guy in the top 10, you have to be assured of that. When you're in the, 13, 14, 15 range, you're in the, have to start taking chances somewhere. So Little's got tools. But you'd like to see a wing player compete more consistently defensively and show more of those, dazzling offensive gifts on a more regular basis. The two players that I don't love.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, wait, that brings me to 14 and the Danny Ainge.
Oh, you get to pick for them. Yes.
The currently very depressed Danny Ainge, I would think.
It all fell apart so fast.
It did, right? since he's losing a lot... I'm going to go with Kobe White.
Mm.
Might as well go back and invest in guard play.
Is he on the board still?
Kobe White went number 7 to Chicago.
I thought I made that one.
Tori.
I didn't know. I didn't write Kobe
Tori
down.
Snaked you again.
I just put D in positions to fail, moving up and down the draft board.
I didn't have the papers when you picked up to 7. Now I'll check them off.
Okay. All right.
So I can't do that.
That's poor producing right there.
No, I should just have written it down. All right, then I'll go Tyler Harrow.
Oh, okay, so they just end up with the best shooter. So they just,
That's fine. I mean, because quite frankly, you could have Marcus Smart.
I like
Smart.
That pick a lot.
I love it, too.
I like Tyler Harrow a lot.
Yeah. I love it, too.
I can see Boston.
I know, so can I. There are people that are like, maybe the Sixers should get him at 24. I'm like, you're nuts.
That's
Boston's
not
going to take one of those Kentucky guys at that pick.
Yeah, man, that is a good pick there for the Celtics. So there we go.
I bounce back fast.
Yeah. And with probably a better fit, 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to hop aboard. Yeah, you talk about not just a catch-and-shoot guy either. That's the thing. Like, his dribble pull-up trays, crazy. Really, really good. I think he has, 0.92 points per possession on those dribble pull-ups from 20-plus feet. So a guy that can definitely score. So there we go. There's the top 14. We made it most of the way through the lottery unscathed. And now we're just 10 picks away from the Philadelphia 76ers. We're also approaching the final segment here for D and me as we cross over. D is going to be taking you from 10 p.m. until midnight. So I'm sure plenty of stuff will be happening then. And Brian McLaughlin, of course, producing. We do have open phone lines if you want to join in on this mock draft or if you want to weigh in on the picks thus far and who the Sixers should be targeting. How's the board breaking for them? 610-632-0975. Also, interact with us on Twitter as well at Joe Torti, at D-Linum CSN, and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Once again, final segment is coming your way next. It's D-Linum, Joe Torti, taking you up until 10 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Look what Gary Barbera is doing in June.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
A big beat.
Gary Barbera's Fanatic Jeep Celebration Event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
$16,990
or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Boom.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
As low as $16,990
or as little as $149 a month.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
For details and instant auto credit, go to GaryBarbera.com.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
A day the Gary Barbera way.
$16,990 or $149 a month.
Barbera.
And drive because Barbera cares.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. You know, bed bugs can tear your whole world apart. Oh, I'm shuddering just thinking about it. No matter how clean your house is, if just one bed bug gets in your home, they'll spread like wildfire. Oh, sure, you can buy a bunch of chemicals and steam the heck out of everything, but they'll spread to another room. If you travel, be careful. For bed bugs, you need the expert, someone that understands how they live and breed. You need Expel Exterminating. Expel built their business working with top-rated multi-housing management companies in Philly, performing thousands of bed bug treatments per year. Expel's technicians are all state licensed and trained. They offer a 6-month bed bug warranty, prices up to less than 50% their competitors. To get rid of bed bugs and other skeevies, termites and roaches and ants and rodents and wildlife, whatever it is, call 877-BUG-FREE, 877-BUG-FREE, or go to expel1.com. That's expel, the number 1.com. Expel Exterminating. If it bugs you, it bugs us.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting. At Nolan Painting, we believe that everyone who puts in an honest day's work should expect to earn a living wage. If you have solid work experience, we can start you at $15 an hour and we'll teach you how to paint. From there, you will steadily earn more as you grow into the job and become a valuable member of our winning team. You can expect bonuses, health insurance, a 401k plan, and a great work environment. We're actively hiring positive people. If this sounds interesting to you, contact us at nolanpainting.com.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the top two names when it comes to ring shopping. The first name, Verragio. Engagement rings from the Verragio collection are unique, elegant, and easy to personalize. The second and most important name is Family and Company Jewelers. They have the largest selection of Verraggio rings in the area, including the stunning new Verraggio Tradition Collection. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Or online at familyjewelers.com. Get her the right ring, a Verraggio ring from Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get rebates up to $1,500 or special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
In a world of division, we bring people together. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the crossover hour. D-Line, I'm Joe Torti here with you. 97.5, The Fanatic. Brian McLaughlin is producing, and we are more than halfway finished with our mock draft, trying to make it all the way to the Sixers pick. So, in the interest of time, going to go a little rapid fire so that we make it to the Sixers selection. We're at number 15 and the Detroit Pistons. So for the Pistons, I'm going to go with the kid Hachimura out of Gonzaga, like a 20-point-per-game player, really high-level athleticism, learning the game. It seems like his timeline and Detroit's timeline would kind of be similar in terms of rounding in form 2 or 3 years down the line and trying to compete. So I'll take Rui off the board.
All right, I'll go Alexander Walker. Well, his first name, what's that, Nickel?
Yes, yep.
Nickel Alexander Walker, because I think he'll be the perfect fit alongside Markelle Fultz in the backcourt.
I was about to move on, and then I heard it. Oh, man, yeah, just going to leave that one alone. All right, for Atlanta's 87th pick of the draft, I'm going to go with, since they have so many picks, Kevin Porter Jr., the shooting guard out of Southern Cal, talented player, some roll of the dice a little bit in terms of the red flags and stuff, but he's a good player. So, take him.
I'll go with Bol Bol for Indiana. I have to take Bol because, you know, I loved Manute. It's a family thing. My dad drafted his dad. I got to draft the kid.
Okay. Two things I knew about this is you were going to take Kevin Porter and you were going to take Bol Bol.
There you go. Back to back. Made it happen. Okay. So we are now on 19, San Antonio, and this just feels perfectly. Grant Williams just feels like a San Antonio type
human.
Oh,
there you go.
He just from Tennessee, just an experienced player, 6'4", maybe a little undersized, or 6'7", I should say, a little undersized for the position that you're going to have him play, but I think that he'd be a good player for him.
So that brings me to...
You got Boston again.
I have Boston again.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, can you pick worse than Tyler Herro, please? Like, a little bit this time?
Hold on. I got to find a...
Can't be some scrub in there that they're going to take?
All right, I don't think this guy was picked, so forgive me if it was, but did we... Nick Claxton?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'll go Claxton.
It's a good pick there as well. Oklahoma City is next. I'm going to go with Ty Jerome, the West Virginia guard, or the University of Virginia guard. I think that he's going to be an interesting backup point guard proposition there. So I think that works for Oklahoma
City. I cannot
City.
Believe I have Boston. My Boston is your Atlanta, for goodness sake.
That's
sakes.
What it is.
All right, so I already took a shooting guard. I have another shooting guard, but I don't have a point guard. Let's see. Give me one second. Well, this isn't that, but you know what? This guy intrigues me a little bit. Talon Horton Tucker?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm going to go there.
Similarly, a guy who doesn't have a ton of show in his game, but in terms of like the potential limited due to injury at Indiana, Romeo Langford is next to Memphis. I know that Memphis is getting flush with shooting guards at this point, but I think that's an interesting backcourt that you could build. And D, that brings you to number 24.
And my guy is there, Cameron Johnson.
Made it happen.
I said earlier in the show that I think this will be an off season of predictability. And if in fact it is, I think it'll be well executed. The predictability being with Butler stays, Harris stays.
Yes.
Cam Johnson is there on draft night, and that they make a decision to bring JJ back.
What is it about Johnson's game that you like so much?
Well, it's a couple things. One, at this stage of what the Sixers are, and it's one of the things I loved about Landry, Shamet, mm-hmm. he's a mature guy. You know, we're talking about a more mature guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who can get his undergrad done in 3 years, to me, at Pitt. And then still wants to go to school and continue playing and get an undergrad degree at North Carolina. So from an IQ standpoint, I'm already impressed.
For me.
Mm-hmm. And then the three-point shooting, you know, 45%. He's 6'9". So, like, I think in terms of being able to be a perimeter defender, okay, it's not great, but he's not listed as being bad.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
And to me, that kind of number of shooting 45-plus from three, and I told you the road number in the ACC, mm-hmm. 57.4. I cannot ignore that.
No, certainly not. Not with all of the hostile environments in this division that you have to go in and play.
Right.
So,
and my thing would be, if you keep saying, you know, we let Landry Shamet get away, okay, then go get this guy. I think he would make you at least have a little easier pain when you see Landry make some shots, if he's now making shots.
So you've got Johnson. You bring Redick back, and I have to say, if you bring back Tobias Harris, you have to think that he's going to shoot closer to his career average than what he shot in the playoffs.
Yes.
All of a sudden,
yes.
without your starting point guard shooting at all, you've got a pretty good shooting group,
yeah,
to be honest.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing.
And Jimmy
Butler can shoot as well.
So, and occasionally, if you need a three from Embiid, he can do it.
And, although, as time goes on, I wish less now.
But, oh, yeah.
Remember when he was going to be a stretch five when it was him and Porzingis, and like those two were going to be raining threes from the outside? One of those guys got a lot more dominant inside, and I think that that's the difference. Not so much that Embiid can't shoot threes. Like, he can, but being so dominant inside, I think, makes a difference. But then you're talking about floor spacing for all of these shooters. So overall, I'm looking at our mock draft. I don't think we did that badly. I think that we hung in there for trying to keep track of an entire country's worth of basketball players. We did okay.
Yeah.
Ryan? Excellent. I thought it was excellent.
All right.
I think would be happy with those results for the result for the Sixers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Especially after the Michael last year. This guy kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah.
A seasoned player that can come in and help right away.
Wouldn't mind that. Yeah, the Mikal Bridges thing still hurts. Zaire Smith might turn into a really good player, but in terms of what the Sixers needed last year.
Oh, yeah.
Bridges was it. Like, I thought that was an interesting 1A, 1B declaration.
Yep.
Dee, what are you getting into tonight?
So, I'm going to explore what were some of the best second-round picks made by the Sixers over the years. Ones that worked out, even if it didn't work out here.
Mm-hmm.
And ones, you know, that flopped. Like, how often did they do it? And it was funny when I was thinking about this, because two second-round picks I totally forgot they traded for them on draft night, and it came in the same draft, and they had excellent careers, were Kyle Korver and Willie Green.
Oh, yeah.
That came in the same draft, and both of those guys had really, really solid. Well, one guy's still playing.
Yeah.
And Willie, you see over Steve Kerr's shoulder every time they do a cutaway of the coaching staff of the Golden State Warriors. So,
exactly.
So, because it becomes important when you're picking, you know, 33 and 34.
And one of the things that the, like, anti-process people were saying is that you don't need to tank if you do your job and hit every once in a while on your second-round picks and things like that. The Sixers have actually done a pretty decent job, as I'm sure you're going to illustrate, of identifying over the years some guys that work.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you don't.
Right,
that's
sometimes
fine.
It doesn't. Yeah.
But being able to figure that out, and unfortunately, sometimes it's down the road where that person becomes a player. And also, I'm going to look at since I did the second round, I thought, well, let me look in the 20s
mm-hmm.
when they picked, you know, 20, we'll go a little before it and a little after it. So 22 to 20, to the end of the draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll at least now that we've done the mock draft, and we'll have an idea of who, in theory, if things go pretty much chalk, should be around. And also we'll have the historical context of how they've done in that spot in the past.
And I understand that they have different front offices that have been making these decisions for them. And the game has changed.
Sure.
And what you have on your roster changes. I get that. But it's just good to, it's soothing for me to know that you can get players that can have solid careers with where they are picking tomorrow night.
Well, Dee, this hour went really fast.
It did.
Always enjoy it. So thanks for hanging out. Brian McLaughlin, thank you so much for producing tonight's program. And everybody who called and tweeted in, really appreciated hanging out with my co-hosts for the evening. I'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow with Dee and Devon Givens from Sixers Draft Headquarters at their practice facility in Camden from 7 to 12 tomorrow. Five-hour NBA draft special. Looking forward to that. I'll talk to you guys next time. Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.